1230 WDBZ. The Lincoln Ware Show till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up at 2, it's Reverend Al Sharpton. Keeping it real, keeping it real, keeping it real. All right, let's see. Every time I talk about this story, every time I see little Xanabu Dream, every time I see a picture on the website or on the news, I just get sad to think about what happened to her. And we've got Lester McElrath, her grandfather. I know this is tough for you, Lester. How you doing today?
I'm fine, Lincoln. How you doing, sir?
All right. Now, I know it's got to be a sad time for you and your daughter, and it's just got to be a sad time. Tell us.
It is. But right now, I can say on radio that she's in critical but stable condition, and they haven't given up on her yet. Right. And her last name is Drame.
Drame.
Yes, sir. Not Drain.
All
right. But and she's at Children's Hospital, and I just ask people to pray that she'd be all right. My daughter's the one having the problem, but she's okay. She's over there right now too.
Now
but,
your daughter was there on the scene with the bat, and she picked up the bat and just tried to beat the dog off of her.
It was her and my little Jack Russell.
Yeah, your Jack Russell even got in on the action, trying to help out.
That's how they got her. That's how they got. I mean, I was on TV last night. My daughter didn't even think about it. She saw that dog dragging my grandbaby up the street, and she came and got that baseball bat, and they went to war. And they won. I thank God they won.
Man, I tell you. Now, had you seen these dogs out in walking up and down the street, before this?
Well, I was telling the police officers, I never saw that dog. I never saw, but I heard tell that, there was a couple of dogs, little puppies, pit bulls. And they had been, how dogs, where they got out. And they was fixing everything. But I had never seen that big one. I had never seen a pit bull that big in my life.
Mm.
In my life. And I've been here, I'm 65 years old. He looked like a horse. And they said he was throwing my baby up in the air and catching her by her face.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. Oh, it's just, and so.
Every time I think about that.
I know. It's just.
I never saw that dog until I saw him dead. When I came home from work, it was really crazy. This was so crazy to me because when I came around the corner, I heard the shots. I was coming down the hill, and I just pulled my car because police officers were zooming down, and I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, right. You didn't know this was your granddaughter involved in this.
No, sir. I didn't know that.
You were just coming over that way.
That's. And when I came down the hill, they had it all carted off on the corner up there. And I still didn't know it was my granddaughter until I got home.
Wow.
And that's when I started hearing the stories. And everybody, the little kids, and like I'm the neighborhood old man, and the little kids was telling me what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my daughter. And what happened was the little kids was playing in the street when the dogs got out. And they were playing tag like we used to do, running across the back of the dead end street.
Right.
And when the dog got out, all the kids ran up to the lady's house that they was playing in front of. But my granddaughter took off to come. We lived like the next door across the street, and that's when the dogs attacked her.
Mm.
She became a victim because she didn't run that way.
Right.
And the lady she got all the little kids, in the house, then her and my daughter, she came out the house and she saw them dragging a baby up the street. And she picked up a metal bag.
And they were actually dragging her away from where they first attacked her.
Oh, yeah. And they said it was two of them. They said the big male was throwing her up in the air, catching her by her face and her head. And the other one was keeping everybody away from her.
Oh.
Okay. And so my daughter ran right past him, and I got a little Jack Russell. His name is Captain Bite Bite, Cappuccino. And him and her, and this little dog went up there, and between the two of them, they saved my grandbaby. Because he went to war with that big old dog. And my daughter had a baseball bat. And then when I came home, I heard the shots when I was coming down the hill, and I didn't know what was going on. So I parked my car, and when I came down, it was like the police was everywhere, and they wanted to know who the heck I was. They was doing their job, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I told them that I lived down the street, and my wife was sick, and I had to get home. She's an invalid. And so they said, okay, let him go. So then I came back outside, and that started telling me what was going on and what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I found it was my grandbaby.
Oh, boy.
Then she had taken her to the hospital and with my daughter. So then the kids came up. They called me Mr. Les. And they said they started telling me that the pit bull, hey, they grabbed it, and then there was a couple of adults that was out here. And like I said, we live on a dead end street, and the folks, they were fighting these dogs. And the police officers shot the older, the three shots that I heard was the big dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two, it was the other dog, the black dog, it was a black one, and it was that farmer that you saw. and the other dog. And then the police was doing their job. I mean, they had rifles out and everything. So I came down here, and that's when I found out it was my baby.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, Lincoln, I don't want to see her. I haven't seen pictures.
Yeah.
But she's right now, my daughter, I got a daughter here. She's a doctor. She got us to go in and sit and talk to the people in there. And they basically have her sedated. They basically, Lincoln, I'm going to say this to the people. If you got some kind of dogs, don't make them mean, number one. They tore my baby's face off. They tore her face off.
That
and guess what? Medicine. They put it back on. So right now we're trying to pray that she gets through the shock.
Now,
so that she can...
What about the they had to remove her tongue, so this means she won't be able to
they
talk.
They had about a mouth, and they was pulling her jaws. They pulled her.
I hear they broke her jaw.
Broke her jaw. Yeah.
And the muscle up under her eye had been torn away. They actually had to sew her eye shut because the muscle just wasn't working.
Yes, sir.
Man.
That's what they did. Right now she's fighting. I need everybody who believes in God to pray, and I'm praying. I think this is going to be a message to the city that we got to get it together, Lincoln. We can't keep being divided with all of this craziness. I got all kinds of newsmen in front of my house right now talking to me. But it's nothing. I live 2 doors from Tracy Hunter. This city's in trouble right now. We got to get it right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is it anything the listeners of 1230 The Buzz can do for you at this point?
Right now, pray. There people are setting up little things that I'm quite sure that they're setting up little things that we'll take care of next week. Right now, the main thing is getting my grandbaby
well,
and out of the hospital.
All right.
And I had a blessing. My daughter is a doctor, so she got to go in there and they talk doctor language. And she basically put us at ease that she's sedated. She's in critical but stable condition, and they're keeping her in a coma. Because she's a baby, so she's healing.
Yes.
But she's doing good. But she's in critical condition.
Wow, 6 years old.
Fighter.
6 years old, and
yes,
something
sir.
Like this 6 years has to happen.
Old.
It's just unbelievable. All right.
Yeah, but, you know, I thank you, Lincoln. Thank you for calling, and thank you for letting me talk. And like I said, the main thing that I want everybody to do, with people on the street, just pray. Ask God to intercede for this. Let's make this a victory for the city and not a tragedy.
All right, Lester.
Okay.
You take care and let us know if there's anything we can do, Lester.